Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 14th of August. Today, we have US consumer price inflation for July. This means that, once again, economists will have to reprise their role as used car salespeople. Used car prices are now a disinflationary force, and in spite of the fact that the overwhelming majority of US consumers will not buy a used car this year, and will thus not actually experience that disinflation, this is rightly a part of the consumer price inflation calculation. It's not a part of most people's cost of living experience this year. Economists also have to become fantasists and are expecting disinflation from the made-up owner's equivalent rent housing measure. Again, this will disinflate consumer price inflation, but it does not lower anybody's cost of living experience in the real world. The key point here is that a lot of the current disinflation is not going to improve consumer spending power because a lot of past consumer price inflation didn't actually reduce spending power. Why then does today's number matter? It doesn't change things for the consumer, and it's very unlikely to change perceptions politically. The feeling that past profit-led price increases are unfair will persist. But US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's two great policy errors have been data dependence and elevating the focus on CPI. That combination makes today's data more important to the market's expectations of US rate cuts in September. The Federal Reserve should be following inflation lower to prevent rising real rates. But inflation is a broad concept, and the real rates for savers and for borrowers use different deflators. The established disinflation trend of the last year has meant moderately rising real rates in the US. This is why the Fed is late, but not disastrously late, in cutting interest rates. The UK, meanwhile, has released its plethora of inflation figures. The net result was less inflation than had been expected. The year-on-year change was expected to tick up on energy base effects, and did, but the lower restaurant and hotel inflation helped to slow the headline inflation rate. Household durable goods remain in deflation, and food price increases are moderate, as the assault on profit-led inflation keeps retailers' ability to raise prices in check. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we have the preliminary second quarter GDP data. This is not really a market focus, with the various provinces of the euro empire already having reported their numbers. Similarly, industrial production data is overshadowed by the already reported national figures. France's final consumer price inflation is almost certainly not going to differ from the flash estimate, because it almost never does. The overall growth narrative in Europe is of an economy that is growing more slowly than trend, but is still able to sustain more or less steady employment. Practically a textbook soft landing, albeit one that has quite a lot of regional variation. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.